I'm powerful. I'm strong.
All right, you ready?
Wait, let me get... This is the way I talk. This is the way I talk. This is the way I talk. This is me happy. This is me mad and sad. Okay.
Okay. All right. Good. Great. Greetings, adventurers. You have not joined us for a Drunks and Dragons podcast, but we have some fun stuff for you today. I'm here. My name is Michael DeMauro. I'm here with Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here.
So we're in some meetings with our other cast members. They really let us down the last few weeks. So
it's everyone else's fault.
We're talking with them, and we'll be back next week with a full action-packed episode of Drunks and Dragons.
Right. Events so bone-chilling, you'll call your mommy.
That being said, okay, so let's explain what's happening here. We are going to make some announcements. After we make those announcements, they're not going to be, where GeeklyCon is, chill out.
Sit down.
After that, as a thank you and an I'm sorry, I'm going to read you a tale of woe and sexual frustration, which is the tale of Hookbeard's beard.
Seriously, I don't even know the tale of
Hookbeard's beard. No, no one knows the tale of Hookbeard's beard. So
that's amazing.
I'm gonna tell you. I hope AOD isn't mad at me. we're sorry.
I guess it's just you and him that know the tale of Hookbeard's beard.
Only me and him know, but then everyone will know. But it's fun. I don't think he wants us to keep this from
everybody. And thank you again, everyone who has been understanding during this strange summer we've been having. But it was chilly this morning when I took my dog out for a walk. So that means it's autumn, right?
It feels like it.
Yeah, get your PSLs, and, you know, we'll get back to recording regularly. You know, if you're listening to this live, we'll be recording on, what's this Saturday? Ooh, boy. 26. Live on September 26th, we'll be recording our next two episodes. That should be crazy. And then we're going to actually backlog some episodes so that we don't miss again. Right. And you know what? Everyone's going to be happy again. We'll laugh about this time.
Right. So a little behind the curtain stuff. We haven't had a regular schedule probably in 2 months. So we've been sort of all over the place. And for many various reasons, Mike Bachman got married.
Right.
And he got, so that's obviously having a wedding is a big deal. It's a lot of work and stuff. And then he went on a honeymoon for a couple of weeks.
Ugh.
And then Nika is on vacation right now.
Right.
I did essentially the opposite of what Mike Bachman did.
Yeah, I guess you'd say that is the opposite.
So I moved to an apartment and stuff, and I've been, obviously my life has been very crazy.
Nika was very, very rude, very selfish and nasty and went to Disney.
What the fuck? So I guess what we're saying is we make 48 to 50 podcasts a year, and that's a lot. And sometimes life gets a little crazy.
We're sorry. Please don't be mad. We love you so much.
And we are definitely, So not a lot has happened in the last few episodes, but shit's about to get super crazy. We are very close to probably the climax of our show.
No, none of this end of the season stuff. This is like end of the arc.
This is the end. Yeah, the end of the arc is upon us, and I think we all know that. So I think we're
which is why that's a bingo was entirely side stuff so that we could prepare,
right?
Because we can't start the end of the arc stuff with, you know, a one offer, right? We gotta be smart about this thing, baby.
Right. So I guess it kind of sounds like we're making excuses, and I guess
we are.
I promise things are going to be really very exciting and story driven in the next few episodes, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I know, unless...
Oh, I mean, I don't know.
I can't control you, Chuckle Fox, as much as I would like to.
Oh, yeah. Hope. Hey, how about you put on your overalls and your conductor cap again? I kid. You're beautiful.
In my head and notes, there are a bunch of big things about to happen. So hopefully...
Oh, hell yeah.
Hopefully Nika doesn't put a demon in a demon binder and then I just have to throw it all away.
Yeah. But she probably will. She probably will. I don't think that's a fifth edition thing.
No,
she'll
figure
it out.
She will.
She'll figure it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. So first up... we are making an announcement of an announcement.
Oh, this is the best type of announcement. It's like a teaser for a trailer that's going to be a trailer teaser.
Yes. If you go right now to geeklycon.com, there is a countdown counting down right now.
What?
Yes.
That's crazy.
The countdown, Tim, I can see he just typed it in. It's not up.
Thrifty, it's not up now. This doesn't say anything. Thrifty, this is all about Louisville.
It's not.
Oh, it's not updated yet. You're gonna do this after.
I'm gonna do this after. because I wanna hit the button on that at the same exact, because I know there's people just sitting here there hitting refresh on Geekly.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well let's redo that. Oh my gosh, this is crazy. Look at the numbers.
Yeah, so it's gonna be counting down to next Monday.
The 28th.
And so that's when we are going to not only announce GeeklyCon, where it is going to be, when it is going to be.
Oh, gosh.
But also its tickets will go on sale and you will able to get book a hotel room.
Yes. And it's so much earlier this year so that you can save all the money. Right. Yeah. You'll have time to plan. You have time to save. You have time to convince all of your local friends that your board game hut or your den to come with you.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and we have more space.
How
much?
I'm hoping that we don't sell out immediately like we did last time.
I hope we do.
I mean, I kind of hope we do, but I don't want to.
That'd be so great, right?
Because I want everyone to be able to go who wants to go. So
that's true.
So that'll be up. There's also a contest running at the same time because who doesn't like contests?
I love contests so much.
I do too. And this one's going to be mostly to entertain everyone because it is a... So in the end, you can win a free ticket to GeeklyCon.
What? I just fell out of my chair. I'm going to enter this so that I can go for free.
Well, you should because you stole me from last GeeklyCon.
Well, I'll hit you up.
All right. So the idea is every day you can take a picture of yourself doing something silly, or something serious, or whatever. We have themes for each of the days. I hope by then.
Let me type it in now to see.
We have a few themes, make your I want to go to GeeklyCon face and take a picture of it and post it.
Yeah,
and then
it's just gonna be like homecoming in high schools, like pajama day.
Yeah. It's going to be exactly like that. So we'll have that going and so you can win a free ticket, which would be awesome. And then we'll get to see lots of pictures of everyone and we'll get all excited and
that community energized. Fervor to explode like Mentos and some soda. We got to get jized, man. It's so crazy. June-ish, basically.
June-ish, yes.
Yeah. Get so hyped.
Okay. So that's that.
That's that.
I'm excited about that.
That's a big deal. I'm very excited. Because I know that only a small portion of our listeners go to GeeklyCon, but I'm sure everyone wants to go. So that means they're all theoretically excited.
They are. You know what my plan is for this GeeklyCon, Tim?
What?
My plan is to do anything I can to make sure that I'm just playing games the whole time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That would be the dream.
I'm not going to do any organizing of anything.
Jennifer
play games
didn't
with
play
people.
A single board game the entire game.
I played one, I think, this last one. I was in Fred's game, too, which is awesome. Hi, Fred. But yeah, I'm definitely going to run a game this year. I'm definitely going to spend as much time as I can just playing with new people that I haven't met before. So I'm very excited about that.
I'm excited about playing Magic the Gathering.
Yes, that would be fun. We should do that too.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So, so then that brings us to our other announcement, which is our next order of business.
Okay. Okay. I'll check this off my agenda.
Patreon.
I love Patreon. Thank you so much to our Patreons.
Patreon people, we love you. You're the best. You have so many shot glasses right now.
Yeah. One for each month
that we've been doing this. So we're coming up on our year anniversary. And we've talked about it. And apparently no one in the world needs more than 12 shot glasses.
The only time, if you need 13 shot glasses, dear Lord, what exactly is going on?
Right. And how unlucky would that be?
Oh, that's a bad number. Yeah. That's a bad number.
It's a bad number. So, so we are going to stop doing shot glasses. And we have something in place, well, almost in place, we're working on, which I think is...
There's some back-end weirdness to deal with, but...
Yeah. By the time October rolls around, this should all be in place. So, fingers crossed. And there are... Okay, so there are some, you know, some logistical things we need to work out, but pretty sure that this is... I'm pretty confident that this is all going to work out.
Right.
So, what we're doing is we are relaunching or... launching, I guess, the GeeklyCon web store.
Yeah, or the Geekly store.
The Geekly store. And we're going to put, it's going to be much better. It's actually going to look nice and
functional.
And function. I mean, it's all going to be through PayPal, but it's going to, like, you'll be able to, like, for instance, when you buy a GeeklyCon ticket this year, if you're buying two, you won't have to, like, buy it and then go back to the page and buy a second one.
I don't know. I don't like that. I thought that was quaint last time.
You'll be able to add two tickets to your cart and check out.
That seems impossible.
I've seen this working already, so I'm very excited about it.
That's amazing.
So there'll be that. There'll be a lot of fresh, cool, new stuff.
Yeah, because right now it's basically just been... the leftovers due to the logistics of buying things for our Kickstarters, our Geekly Cons, our Patreons. Like you buy more than you get because there's always going to be a mess up. So we always try to sell those extra stuff.
So yeah. So, okay. So that stuff will be there as well. Like if you were like, I missed Aludra and I never got her shot glass. Like you can go order five of those if you want.
Yes. Don't we have limited stocks of all
we
that?
We do have limited stock of the shot glasses. So like once they're gone, they're gone. But I think I think all of them have enough that they're not going to sell out immediately kind of thing.
You got it. You got it. So run, don't walk.
Right. So there's that. But then we'll do like, I mean, we've got lots of fun ideas. I'm pretty sure that by the time we launch the shore, the shore store, we will have an okay bye t-shirt.
Oh, what? An okay bye t-shirt?
Yeah, like that, who wouldn't want that?
Like one of our best, most recent goofs?
Right. I'm sure we'll have Nika Howard takes monster poop shirts.
What? Okay. Aludra eats the bacon, maybe?
Possibly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the good thing with the store is it's less like, you know, hey, I don't need 13 shot glasses, but I also kind of want to get whatever the Drunks and Dragons crew is shilling. So I guess I'll just stay subscribed here.
Right.
Well, now the store, you have variety.
Right.
You don't have to, like, because a lot of people don't drink, yet they just want to help us out, and we thank them.
Yeah.
And, you know, now that there's shirts and whatever, it's, you know, you can be a little more flexible instead of necessarily going 110% with the shot glass idea. Diversify that portfolio.
So we'll likely be adding to it, like, hopefully every month at least. So if if you're a patron, we never really said what the idea was. The idea was, every month, if you're at a certain tier, you would get a voucher, that would allow you to go to the store to get, an item of a certain price. We haven't totally worked out all the logistics yet.
This is a much stranger logistical thing than like, here's a thing. 'Cause we can break that down pretty quickly.
Right. So, I mean, you know, you're not going to be able to. We probably wouldn't be able to afford to send you a t-shirt every month because that we would be losing money.
Yes.
And that's probably not the idea behind Patreon because really what it is Patreon is about supporting people. So.
Right. Yeah. So it's kind of a situation where if this is a little behind the screen, Honesty right. Igloo, like, we made almost no extra money off of the $20 tier versus the $10
tier. Well, technically, we actually made more money off the $10 tier.
We made more money. So, you know, it was one of those things, like, why are we doing this extra work? We can put it to, like, a real store where people can get what they want.
Right.
You get what you want. Right. So, yeah, even if you're like, man, I don't want to give $20 anymore. It's fine. We love you guys so much, and we're so incredibly thankful for everything gotten. Yeah.
So the idea will be you'll get some sort of voucher. I think that for the first month, just to be like, thank you, and we love you, and thank you for supporting us, we're probably going to do like a $20 voucher, which will get you a free t-shirt kind of thing. And then probably after that, it will be some lesser amount of money, just because otherwise we would go broke.
Exactly. Like, I saved up my thing for 2 years, and now I bought geeklyinc.com.
Oh, yeah. And I should say the vouchers will be, like, stackable and stuff. So, you know, you'd be able to save up multiple and then buy, you know, and then get something for free. Or if you're like, I want this item right now and I don't want to wait, I just want a discount, you can do it that way. Do whatever you want. Fuck it. I don't care. Go crazy. So is that it? I mean, that's pretty much it in a nutshell. If you have questions, just ask us.
And you know, this is more of a vague sort of like announcement of things to come up. Some of the things we said are scheduled to change based on, oops, this broke, or yay, we got this even better deal. Right. So that's what we're planning on doing. And we like to be transparent with you because, hey, you guys are awesome. Right. And you help us out so much with, you know, just spreading the word of the show and everything like that. And we've been so busy this summer that we haven't been able to just put on our D&D pants and wade into the D&D swamp and catch D&D alligators,
lizard
I think
lions?
Lizard lions is the analogy I'm going for. So, yeah.
Right. And, I mean, the idea is it'll probably wash out the same for us. We're just hoping that it gives you guys more variety.
Exactly. It gives you all more variety, and it actually will save us time, which you probably don't feel that the time it takes, but I think it wears us down in the back end.
A little bit. Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit. We love you, though. So.
We love you. It's worth it. It's worth it. Not complaining. Not complaining. We're not complaining.
No. Not complaining. Please. You're supporting us, and that's amazing. Sometimes I think to myself, man, life is weird.
Wow. Holy shit. Yeah. This is insane. In a good way.
We are very blessed and unironically. And and we thank you. And as a thank you, I think I should read now a story.
I'm so excited.
The tale of Hookbeard's beard. For those who don't have podcast amnesia, God, what was it? Episode 16 or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Way back, the boat that Roz was on when we found Roz, was being
the original Chum Guzzler.
The original Chum Guzzler was captained by a man named Hookbeard, who, as a throwaway line, for whatever reason, I said, "But his beard is straight." and then when he died, I believe he yelled out, "But I never told you why I was called Hookbeard."
And we took that as a punishment for murdering him. When Thrifty had more in store, we were like, damn, we just got owned on the net.
Yeah. Just get to it. Okay. So here is the tale of Hookbeard's beard. Tim, can you do sound effects or something?
I'm a bird. Is that good?
Yeah, that's good. Sit down, children, and I shall tell you a tale of dread. It is the tale of Hookbeard's beard. When Hookbeard was a lad, he was known as Cameron the Handsome. Keeping a cleanly shaven face in a port town is nearly impossible. Yet Cameron kept his face gloriously clean. It sparkled. No woman could resist that face.
Ooh.
And Cameron had them all.
Oh, baby.
Soon he became bored, and Cameron began to seek new challenges. He had heard that the mermaids of the Narrow Sea were both breathtakingly beautiful and sassy as cuss. Cameron decided he would seek them out. He sailed the seas and finally found a mermaid.
Hi.
She was indeed both beautiful and sassy.
Hey, I don't care.
Cameron turned on all the charm and thought he was making headway. He explained to the maid she should think herself lucky to be wooed by someone with such a clean face.
Mm-hmm.
The mermaid, named Ariel, found Cameron to be a tool. Eventually, she became so annoyed that she cursed him with a hook beard. This is a beard with individual strands of seaweed with fish hooks on the end. The hooks painfully dug into Cameron's face and could never be removed. Hookbeard's love life was ruined, and so he turned to piracy and became a slaver. The end.
Wait, so he has hooks in his face?
Yeah, he's got hooks in his face. It's a beard that's hooked into his face. That's why it's Hookbeard, because there's hooks. Okay,
but yeah, I love it. I love it. Yeah. Does he have a beard made of seaweed?
He does have a beard. You guys didn't look very closely.
Okay.
But it's a beard made of seaweed.
That sounds painful.
Yeah, no, it's pretty fucked up.
Man, he sure is evil, and I don't like him. He annoyed a mermaid so much that she's like, I'm gonna do this terrible thing to you. Tim Lanning knows about Hookbeard, right. Harper's gonna find out about these mermaids, and I'm gonna go see them. Thank you much.
Wow. Do you have mixed player knowledge and character knowledge?
I won't. I'll figure out a way to do it where it makes sense.
So that's the story. Did it live up to all you had hoped it would be?
I think so. I don't know what I don't know what I was expecting, but the fact that it had anything to do with hooks and beard kind of caught me off guard. But yeah. Really, that's on me.
Right.
That, you know, that's on
I mean, me. It was why he was called Hookbeard.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. All right, he has a hooked beard. It's hooked into his face.
With fish hooks, yikes.
Was that your original...
Oh, yeah, I had planned that way before.
Oh, yeah, way before.
Even before we started the podcast, yeah.
Yeah, that was like, all right, there's a guy named Thokus. There's a guy named Hookbeard with hooked beard. He fucked up, made a mermaid mad. I get it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Cool. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this non-podcast.
Non-podcast, just a hang zone, a chill, fresh hang zone.
We hope it was mildly entertaining as well as informative.
And it's technically canonical because you talked about that hook beard for a couple of minutes.
We can't number it, though. It's not going
to
be
numbered. No, definitely not numbered. And okay. This isn't meant to actually take a place of a real episode.
Right.
This is just Michael and I being like, we feel bad. Let's give him some stuff to get thirsty for.
We can't believe Nika is not here and in Disney World.
So. Yeah, it's we give her a lot of shit because she's so nice.
Remember, it's Nika's fault.
Yeah.
You've got to focus on that. There's nothing more important.
Because one could be mad at Nika. We all agree, right? That if we put all the blame on Nika, then everyone will just immediately be okay with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because she's so pure of heart.
She is the most. Okay. Well, I have to go back to work. So I'll see you later.
Bye.
We love you all. We'll see you next week, and we'll fight Slatty and find out things about Harper's sister.
I doubt that. Probably not. I've gotten over that. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
All right.
All right. Bye. I love you.